Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I've had this thing from my roommate since, like, day one, and I can't tell her.
Wouldn't it be easier to just ask her out?
Are you really as shallow and callous as you seem?
Oh, you want to go out for a drink later and hear about my secret pain?
I can't. I'm seeing someone.
Save yourself the misery, man. She's off the market.
What? But she's not. I mean, if she was seeing someone, I live with her. I would know it.
And the longer this little fling goes on, the more favors you get over the others who are fighting tooth and nail just to make it through this program when those people start finding out what's going on.
What is this that we're doing here?
You need a definition?
The next time I see you favoring Meredith Grey in any way, I'll make sure she doesn't see the inside of an OR for a month.
Okay, anyone who says you can sleep when you die, tell them to come talk to me after a few months as an intern. Of course, it's not just the job that keeps us up all night.
You have to get up now.
What? Oh my God, what time is it?
It's 5:20, and I have 3 rounds. And you have to leave before they see you.
Oh, come on. Just let him see.
No.
You get any sleep?
She could boil the bed springs as a courtesy, or at least buy a padded headboard.
Oh, so who's the guy?
You think it was just one guy doing all that work?
Yeah. Do you mind if I don't think about that?
No. Jealous.
Not jealous.
Well, I am. But at least I know she'll be having a long day at work. We know brain surgery isn't his only skill.
They can't be. He's her boss.
We're late. He's all of our boss. Now, she has been scrubbing in a lot lately on his surgeries.
No, Meredith wouldn't sleep with him just to, no.
Well, if she's not ashamed of it, why is she keeping it a secret?
Maybe she didn't. Maybe it just happened. You know, spontaneously last night.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, so it sounded like you were having some pretty radical sex last night. All night long. Who's the guy?
No one you know.
We're late, let's go.
I mean, if life's so hard already, why do we bring more trouble down on ourselves? What's up with the need to hit the self-destruct button?
Yikes. Wouldn't want to meet you in a dark alley.
Crap, I got you.
Oh, run? You run?
Every day, babe. Every day.
Not suffering enough?
Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Come on, don't go acting all indefatigable, dragging like the rest of us.
Oh, what is that? Confession of weakness, Dr. Yang? Oh,
it's called the flu.
Yeah. I'm gonna need a major rush to make it through this day. I need a kick-ass surgery.
Ooh, you a bad boy last night, George?
That would be Meredith.
You a bad boy, Meredith?
Do tell.
Nothing to tell.
Well, it says it all, huh?
Sorry, I have a sex life.
Don't apologize. Embrace it. Share it. Come in.
Yeah. Next time, just let me know if I need to go to a hotel so I can get some sleep.
Ivy nurse, Ivy.
Am I missing something?
Just a little loud.
Do they know it's McDreamy keeping them up all night?
I hope not. I already have Bailey riding me. I don't need my roommate thinking I'm getting special treatment.
O'Malley, Yang, Karev, go on to clinic. O'Malley, patients are waiting. You two come with me. Izzy, you're hanging with me today. Good morning, Dr. Shepard.
Dr. Bailey.
Dr. Randall, labor and surgery. Dr. Randall.
Late night, Gray.
No, caffeine just hasn't kicked in yet.
If you at all religious, you would want to start praying it kicks in soon. There's a consult in the pit. Girl with a fever and abdominal pain. After that, Nicholas in 3311 needs his meds. Mr. Mowers, IV fell out and he's a hard stick. Post-ops in 1337, 3342, 3363, and 2381.
3381. 3342,
3363,
and 2381.
Why are you still standing in front of me? You look more like me than you right now. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Help! I need immediate help.
What's the problem?
My damn boyfriend swallowed my keys.
What?
didn't want her to leave.
Locate the lady's key.
I think she got some bug on her trip to Mexico with her friends. I told her not to go to a third world country, but does she ever listen?
She's been weak ever since, and she's lost weight.
Barely.
And this morning she passed out in the shower.
When was the trip?
A couple weeks ago. I'm really fine. I just have a fever.
Okay, well, will you lie back for an exam for me?
No, please. I don't need an exam. Just give me some antibiotics and send me home.
Well, maybe it is just a fever. But they called down for a surgeon, so I have to give the okay to let you go. So, just let me do the exam.
Do the exam.
Oh. This is crazy. I'm fine.
For God's sake, Claire, I don't want to spend my entire day here.
You know, actually, Mrs. Rice, this might be easier if we had some privacy. So, would you two mind leaving the room?
That's fine.
Digby Owens, I have an appointment.
Excuse me, sir, you're bleeding. Do you mind if I...
Sure. Have a look.
That's a gunshot.
Yeah.
We got a gunshot wound. We got to get him down the pit. Have a seat, Mr.
Digby. All right.
Look, this
is an emergency. Look, I scheduled this.
What, gunshot?
Yeah, my buddy shot me.
Buddy?
Just as a thing.
On purpose?
Hell yeah. I mean, he wasn't trying to hurt me or nothing, but you know.
But why?
I like the scars.
My art is about commitment.
So this is your art, huh?
Damn straight.
Damn stupid. The bullet went all the way through.
Bounced off my ribs. I have another one still in my shoulder. Nice, huh?
You could hang it in the Louvre.
I have an ethos. Why do anything unless you're willing to go one step further than anybody else?
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right?
Exactly. And pain is the great divide. My coach used to say it's all about how we process pain.
Football?
Wrestling, Iowa State.
Iowa? 141.
157.
You gotta be more than 180 now.
I'd like to see you get back under 145.
Excuse me, but thinking of you men in tights makes me want to puke.
There's a flu going around the hospital.
Somewhat ironic.
Ow. Don't push so hard. Can you lift your shirt so I can examine your stomach? Where did you get these? There. You've had surgery recently. These scars are still pink. Don't tell my parents. You did this in Mexico so your parents wouldn't know? What did you have done?
And you noticed her foot twitching? Come on, Jamie.
Am I?
What? Oh, yeah. About 3 months ago?
Just a little. We took her to county hospital and she got the CT scan, which showed her...
brain abnormality.
Here, you can put it.
And the twitching's gotten worse.
A lot worse. They just don't have the proper equipment back home to figure out what's wrong.
Yeah.
You did a good thing. Yes,
Dad,
Mommy.
Mommy and Daddy.
Okay. You did a good thing by, coming all this way, Mr. and Mrs. Hayes. You sit tight, Jamie, okay? I'm going to bring in Dr. Shepherd to see you. Okay?
Dr. Shepherd.
Okay? Oh, he's the brain specialist.
So Mommy and Daddy.
Doctor, okay. Is he good, this Dr. Shepherd?
It's just about everything.
I assume the lady needs her keys to leave this guy's sorry ass behind?
Yeah.
Well, help out.
You need the bronchoscopy.
See one, do one, teach one. You've seen one, it's time to do one.
Alone? Seriously? Thanks. I mean, the vote of confidence in my skills and all. I didn't think you, well, anyone was noticing how hard I have been working,
baby. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
You paged?
Where are we?
I did the consult at the IV, the meds, the post-ops, everything.
How's your Pitt patient?
She's febrile and has peritoneal signs.
You all right, Dr. Yang?
Fine. On my way back to clinic.
I think she had some sort of illegal surgery done in Mexico.
A botched abortion?
No, she has 4 laparoscopic scars on her abdomen and won't say what they're from. The parents are clueless.
Well, she's a minor.
17, freshman in college.
You order up for a CT?
Yes.
So while she's there, the nurses couldn't get a Foley on Mr. Garay. He may need a good day cast if he can't get a normal one in there. Write up post-op notes on all surgical floor patients that are SP surgery within the last 24 hours. Be sure to document their EKGs and x-rays. Hunt them down if you can't find them.
Right away.
Hey. Whoa. Is that the flu?
Yeah, and thanks for it. It's making my life so much easier.
Oh, I didn't give it to you. It's all over the hospital. You should be in bed.
Disease diagnosis and prescription from one man.
Seriously, I'll give you a ride home.
This is not going to make me go home. You go home.
But I feel fine.
Hey, have you seen Shepard?
Not as up close as Meredith has.
What? Are you trying to get her in trouble? She's our friend.
George, this program will make or break our careers. Okay, some of us will make it through and some of us won't. And that decision depends entirely on recommendations from doctors like Shepard. There is a reason we don't sleep with the attending.
It's not her fault at Shepard's. He's the attending. He should know better. He's taking advantage of her.
Didn't exactly sound like anything was happening against her will last night.
Okay, we're in good shape here.
I think so, Dr. Shepard.
Looks good.
Here you go, Doc. The kid CT's just arrived from county.
Thanks.
You just mean?
Sorry, Dr. Shepard.
That would be bourbon.
What?
I smelled it too. And he's the best anesthesiologist on the staff. I'll worry when he's too juiced to do his crossword puzzle.
Can you close up for me? Thank you, everyone.
Dr. Shepard.
I gotta get some coffee.
Jamie Hayes has been admitted. The little girl with the brain abnormality.
How's she presenting?
She has what looks like continuous seizure activity in her left foot. Her balance is off. Her parents have come a long way to try to find out what's wrong.
How old are these?
3 months old. I need new ones. Her brain could look dramatically different today.
Okay, I'll order them.
Thank you.
Doc.
And that?
That's a bullet from a previous gunshot.
Previous gunshot, okay.
No reason to take it out.
No, guy likes pain.
It's his ethos.
Pain is an ethos. Wait, I think I know this guy. You remember this guy?
Hey, the tattooed masochist.
Had himself shot again.
Glad to see he's still stupid.
It's his ethos.
Let's go tell him what he gets to do today.
Dr. Bailey, Claire Rice's abdominal CTs.
Is this girl fat?
Not at all. She's a normal college kid.
So what do you see?
Her stomach stapled. She's had a gastric bypass.
And a bad one at that.
Gastric bypass is a procedure normally done on obese patients to help them lose weight.
Claire? She doesn't need to lose weight.
Are you kidding? This means the world to her. But it is so typical of this girl to take the easy way out. She's done it with everything since she was a little kid.
Ms. Rice, nothing about this is going to be easy. She's going to face a lifelong struggle with malnutrition unless she has surgery to reverse the procedure.
Do the surgery. I told her to watch the freshman 15. Don't eat junk, exercise. But when she came home Christmas, who had to take her out and buy her a brand new pair of size 6 jeans because she couldn't get in the ones I got her last summer?
Tina, you know, she tries so hard.
She does. She gets good grades. She gets A's.
She had to leave the surgery in Mexico.
Unfortunately, there were complications with the bypass.
What do you mean?
She has what looks like an abscess under her diaphragm and edema, which is a swelling of the bowel wall. I can't say for certain she'll recover completely.
Just do whatever you have to do to make her well, okay?
Hey, you look like a princess. Do you know you're a princess? It's not lipstick. No, it's not lipstick. Want to do my shoulder?
Oh, good. Thank you.
And a nose?
And then we're going to find out what's causing the seizures. Does MRI know we're coming down?
You said CT.
No, I'm saying MRI.
It's available.
Good.
Doctor, is she going to need surgery?
I don't know yet.
Well, it's just that my wife and I, we both work, and I don't know.
And we know it can be very expensive.
I don't want you to worry about that. Focal left side seizure. Okay, let's get that diazepam runner right now, please.
Diazepam, ID.
Can I tourniquet, please?
Tourniquet.
Hey, Jamie, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put this on your arm, okay? Mm. Isn't that fun? Here, we're going to put that right there like that. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And this is going to feel cold. This is a butterfly. Butterfly lands right there. Mmm, there we go. Blanket for the butterfly. Good, nicely done. It's amazing stuff, isn't it? Hey, you like spaceships?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Should we take Captain O'Malley, my first lieutenant, to the spaceship MRI? Let's go.
It'll be safer to wait until your lunch digests before we do the procedure.
Perfect. This is just perfect. I was hoping to be in Portland right now.
You're going to be under conscious sedation, JP, which means you'll be awake but groggy.
Is this going to hurt?
You'll have some discomfort, but we'll give you something for pain.
Do you know how stupid you make me look?
I thought you would think this is funny.
Funny?
Romantic.
Like the therapist thing was funny and romantic?
That was funny.
No, that was bad. He called my therapist pretending to be his therapist to find out what I said about him.
A little passive-aggressive, isn't it, JP?
A little. He is the king of passive-aggressive. And he's manipulative. And needy.
Oh, that's the trifecta.
What do I win? What?
I prefer we stop meeting like this, Mr. Owens.
Digby. So how's the trumpet playing?
Very safe compared to your hobby.
Getting shot is a little more risky.
That's kind of the point.
He's running a fever.
Due to the extra stress on his body from the gunshot.
Digby. The impact of the bullet in your chest fractured a rib and caused a hemopneumothorax.
That sucks, I guess.
Well, there's blood in your collapsed lung.
The price of body art went up since your last gunshot.
No pain, no gain, right?
That's one way to look at it.
And we have that in common, you docs and me.
Do we?
Man, the way you guys push, push, push. When I was wrestling, if you wanted to pin me, you was going to have to kill me.
Iowa style.
Iowa State style. Well, back home, we were sworn enemies. But then in Seattle, man, we're brothers. Now, so what are we going to do about this hemopneumothoracic?
We're going to insert a chest tube to drain the blood and then reinflate your lung.
Oh, please. Tell me I get to watch.
Oh, man. I will stop.
Before you guys start, I know you're mad.
Disbelief, Claire. Just disbelief.
I'm just concerned. Where did you get the idea to do this?
The internet. Honey, there is a healthy way to lose weight.
Yeah, I've tried that, but it doesn't work for me like it does for you.
Hey, you don't need to lose weight.
What are you waiting? And how much have you been working out? I mean, you know, most of the time when people hit their target weight, they have to work to stay there.
Everyone gains weight in college, Mom. It's stressful. There's not enough time for exercise. I just thought if I wasn't worried about my diet, then I could focus more on my studies.
So you took yet another shortcut. Life doesn't work that way, Claire.
Tina!
What? You want to argue this? She has so much potential if she would just apply herself.
Okay. I think we should focus on taking care of your daughter. And, Claire, your parents agree. The best thing to do is to reverse the bypass.
No. No, it's my body. I do not want surgery again, please.
There are serious complications. And this is about your health.
But I'd rather be thin.
Well, I'm afraid the choice isn't up to you.
called Rasmussen's encephalitis. What it amounts to is that this side of her brain, this part's all healthy, it's working perfectly. This black part of the brain, his, all of that is dead or dying. The condition has gotten radically worse since her CT scans 3 months ago. Left untreated, the disease is going to kill her.
How soon?
Too soon.
So is there a cure?
Yeah, the treatment requires the disease portion of her brain be removed and sealed off. See, eventually, the spinal fluid will fill the cavity.
Remove? But I mean, that's...
Half her brain, yes.
Half her brain, that seems impossible.
Her age makes it possible. Her brain's not fully developed, so the remaining neurons will compensate for the loss.
But will she be normal?
Is there a risk to any surgery? And this is, you know, a major one. But if, you know, we're successful, Jamie could walk out of this hospital in a couple of weeks, go on and live a relatively normal life. Look, I know this is a lot to digest. The important thing to remember is that we can save her life.
Thank you.
Dr. O'Malley.
Yes?
What? I'm sorry to bother you, but if the parents consent, I thought you'd like to scrub in on the hemispherectomy. Are you in or not?
In? Gang, I'm scrubbing in on a hemispherectomy with Shepard.
Get out, I would kill for that.
We're gonna cut out half the girl's brain, and it's going to work.
It's outrageous.
Almost makes it hard to hate him.
Why do you hate him?
Oh, no reason.
You know about him and Merida?
You know?
Well, you can figure out that I know everything.
She knows.
How about Dr. Seth?
It's been going on for like ever.
What? And you didn't tell us?
Oh, you're a gossip, huh?
I am not.
I am.
She's about to go into major brain surgery on no sleep. Not very responsible.
Shall I smash? Sex all night isn't about being responsible.
No, about sex all night. I can't believe you're not more pissed off about this, you of all people.
Well, she works hard all day. She's good at her job. Why should you care how she unwinds? I mean, you like to bake all night. Some people like to drink. Others like an occasional screaming orgasm.
Yeah, we do. Forget I said that. Pretend like I'm not here. Continue. You look like you need to be spoon-fed.
You look like Alice.
Yeah, about drinking, Dr. Taylor, the anesthesiologist. Do you think he drinks?
I said, whatever gets you through the day.
No, but I mean here at work. Earlier, I thought I smelled... You know, do you think... I mean, his patients trust the... So I should say something, right?
It's a can of worms, George. What are we talking about sex, anyway?
Well, this is gonna leave a pretty sexy scar, huh?
Don't get any more crazy ideas.
You really think my ideas are crazy?
I'm leaning that way.
We wrestled, he plays trumpet.
I feel pretty dizzy.
You've lost some blood.
This too shall pass. Hey. How come I don't see you down at the Matt and Bell time?
Oh, man, no time.
Bro, make time. I'll be expecting you.
I'm there. Yeah.
Handle with care. This thing's full of gunk, I know. We need to free the bowel from the adhesions caused from the abscess. This poor girl.
Cell phone?
What was she thinking?
She wants her mother's approval. She wanted to pace her.
And this damage as a result?
The glass.
Yeah, resect that.
Needle tip over, please.
When you're done here, you have post-ops waiting.
I know, Dr. Bailey.
Christina's got the flu, so you need to pick up the slack in clinic.
Look, I'll mop the floors, okay? Sorry, that was inappropriate.
It's not the only thing that's inappropriate. While we're on the subject, you care to tell me what you think you're doing?
Look, I'll jump through hoops if you want me to. But what I do when I leave this hospital is my business.
Half this hospital knows your business. Flu isn't the only virus spreading around here.
I made a choice, and I know you don't respect me for that choice. But I'll live with the consequences.
Then I'll have lots of hoops for you to jump through.
I've done everything you've asked me to do. I may not do it your way, but it gets done. So whatever else you got, bring it on.
Okay, Dr. Gray. Now that you've drained the organ, we can attempt to repair it.
Now my day is perfect.
Okay.
I appreciate this. The chance to scrub in on this kind of procedure is, well, yeah, I appreciate it.
Here you go. Triple espresso, not too hot.
Oh, I love it. Seriously.
Coffee. Where would medicine be without it, huh?
Yeah. I hope you have a new crossword, too, huh? I'm going to be here a while.
Never go without. Big day for you, kid. Congrats.
Thanks.
Hey, princess. You ready to take a nap?
Hey, look what I got.
Blow bubbles.
You just breathe in. Oh, that's it.
What? Do you smell? Smell what? You don't have a mask.
Yeah.
What about this? I'm sorry, Dr. Taylor, but did you just... Have you been drinking?
I beg your pardon?
What? Do you smell... I smell alcohol.
Where the hell do you get off accusing me of something like that?
George, you're out of line. There are rules. You know, there are rules for a reason. You just... There is a 2-year-old girl on this table. You shouldn't take advantage of someone else's vulnerability.
I kind of need some punk intern telling me what's at stake here. Get him out of here, Shep. Shep.
You're out, George. You damn well better be ready, Taylor.
I wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
Do you really seriously want to know why I'm leaving? Seriously? How about when you started insisting that I quit my job right when I started to make more money than you? That should have been the last straw. No, the last straw should have been when I found out that those mysterious phone calls that you've been getting that you kept denying were from other women were really coming from your mother. This isn't healthy.
Just hold still, please.
Don't you dare try to catch this
up. Okay, could the both of you just please stop?
You don't love me, JP. You love to smother me. And if I could just get you to admit that, then I could leave you with an ounce of respect.
Hey, Athena, I let you stay in here to keep him calm. So if you're just going to keep...
Check that. I can't respect a man desperate enough to swallow my exit strategy. That is the last straw.
Michelle, can you get her out of here?
Ma'am?
Fine.
Come on.
What?
The key's moved farther down.
Oh, my God. What does that mean? What did you do? Don't you dare die, JP.
Oh, please. Please, just shut up.
Breathe, JP. Just breathe.
Got it. Very impressive, JP.
You okay? Is he okay?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Can I offer you some advice? Get in your car and go, for all of our sakes.
Never gonna find where I parked it.
I need a shower.
I need a shower. You need to go tell that girl's parents what kind of kid they're getting back.
You're not gonna let me shower first?
That would be a hoop, would it not?
It would qualify.
Shower first, then.
Ew, it smells.
That would be me, or more specifically, my patient's insides all over me.
That makes me strangely happy.
Oh, God, Meredith, you smell like...
Kind of.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, there's something vile stuck in your hair. You know, just go stand over there, please.
Ugh, how much do I love being a surgeon right now?
Karma.
What does karma have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, you've been given all the best surgeries, and now you smell like putrid goo. And you're giving off a stench. Karma's a bitch.
Dr. Shepherd needs an intern in surgery. Which one of you is clear to go?
I'm sorry, Dr. Bailey. Where do you want me?
Hey, you need to lie down somewhere.
I find I'm completely healthy.
Gray.
Of course.
What is your problem?
You. Because apparently you can help Dr. McDreamy in ways the rest of us can't.
You did not just...
Yes, I did.
Hey! Hemispherectomy and OR1 with Dr. Shepherd. Go. Apparently, I'm not the only one with hoops.
Doctor. Digby's post-op CBC shows a severe spike in the white blood cell count.
What is it?
It's 27 with 16% bands.
Something else is wrong. That's a little high for simple stress. Check for any other possible sources of infection or recent illness.
All right, we're going to start the procedure with the left temporal lobectomy. Well, but thanks for joining us, Dr. Yang. After the temporal, we'll do the frontal and then the occipital lobectomy.
We were able to reverse the gastric bypass, but we did lose a significant portion of her bowel. And because of the short gut syndrome, Claire will never eat normally again.
Okay, what? How do we help her here?
Well, getting proper nutrition will be a lifelong problem for Claire.
Great, as if we already don't have our hands full with her.
She gets good grades. She stays out of trouble. She's smart. I just think she feels like nothing she does is good enough for you.
If you somehow think that I'm responsible for this...
I think Claire is killing herself to please you.
Please. You have no idea what's going on in that girl's mind.
You're her mother. She worships the ground you walk on. She didn't do this for herself.
I think that this situation is completely ridiculous.
Tina, shut up.
What is it?
I'm freezing, Doc. I can't stop shaking.
Temp's way up and BP's dropping, Doctor.
All right, Digby. Have you had any recent illnesses, new piercings, tattoos, wounds?
New tat on my calf. Oh, my God. It was nowhere near that nasty this morning.
But it was infected. Why didn't you say anything?
It was nothing. I'm not here to complain about a little pain.
The infection's been exacerbated by the stress in your body from the gunshot. Get him to ICU. We'll get you started on some antibiotics.
Perform a frontal lobectomy. We're going to encounter a...
We'll encounter the anterior cerebral artery.
Yes, and we're going to need to...
The branches of the artery need to be coagulated and divided.
Taylor, her anesthesia is awful light. Come on, Taylor, she's waking up.
Dr. Taylor. He's asleep.
Taylor! Dr. Taylor!
Oh, God. Sorry. I'm on it. My bad, Chuck.
He was right, wasn't he?
I nodded off. Come on.
Yeah, whatever you gotta do to get through the day, right?
Steph, get me some coffee.
Yes, Doctor.
I'll be fine. It won't happen again.
Yeah, not in here, it won't. Steph, call Dr. Pennington. Hopkins, take over until she gets here. Get out of here and get it together.
What happened? He went into multi-system organ failure, secondary to overwhelming sepsis. Now he's all...
Fix his BP, that should help his mental status.
He's maxed out on pressure. We got VTAC.
He's looking bad. Put the defib pads on him and give him 150 amiodarone.
I lost his mom. Defib, get the pads. Get the pads and charges. Clear. Again, at 300. Clear.
Money, you don't have.
says people out there scream. Anger in the air.
This packing, we hope, will prevent hemorrhaging. Dr. Yang, do you want to add something to that?
We'll allow the cerebral spinal fluid to eventually fill the cavity.
Very nice. You two, you want to close up?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go to bed.
That was unreal. I mean, that's all there is. I was feeling sick until I came here.
I was tired. Now I'm tired again. It's back to reality. Let me explain.
It's fine.
No, there is a code among doctors. We're not supposed to ask each other questions. Not within the walls of this hospital.
Okay, I was out of line.
No, you weren't. I was. I was out of line. Somebody should have taken responsibility, and it should have been the guy doing the cutting. It should have been me. You didn't deserve what happened to you today. You did the right thing. Code or no code. You saw me leave the house this morning, didn't you?
Oh, was that you?
I'm not using her. And I don't favor her.
She's pretty great, you know.
Mm-hmm. So come on, let's go tell Jamie's parents she's going to be fine, barring any complications.
Did you fix me?
No, not completely. So... I won't get that. No.
Oh, that's awesome.
Claire, I've asked social services to contact your parents.
Why?
They can help you.
With what?
You don't know this yet. But life isn't supposed to be like this. It's not supposed to be this hard.
Time of death, 2049.
First guy I ever met out here from back home.
Thought you'd be asleep by now.
Yeah, well, I'm not. You wait a few minutes, you can have a piece of cake baked a chock full of love. Actually, chock full of unrelenting, all-consuming rage and hostility, but still tasty.
So you know.
I know.
Well, do you want the long-sorted version, or do you want the short version where I started sleeping and turned out to be my boss?
Neither.
Izzy, cut me some slack here.
No. You went to Dartmouth. Your mother is Ellis Gray. You grew up... Look at this house. You know, you walk into the OR, and there isn't anyone who doubts that you should be there. I grew up in a trailer park. I went to state school. I put myself through med school by posing in my underwear. You know, I walk into the OR, and everyone hopes I'm the nurse. You have their respect without even trying, and you're throwing it away for, what, a few good surgeries?
No. It's not about the surgeries. It's not about getting ahead.
Then what? A little hot sex? You're willing to ruin your credibility over that? I mean, Meredith, what the hell are you doing? Oh, my God. You're falling for him.
I am not.
Oh, you so are.
No, I'm not.
You so are. Damn it. You poor girl.
You know, it's just that he's just so... And I'm just... I'm having a hard time.
You're all, mushy and warm and full of secret feelings.
I hate you! And your cake!
The cake is good. So, how hot is the sex?
Izzy.
What? Come on, I'm not getting any. Help a girl out with a few details.
Maybe we like the pain.
How's she doing?
Good.
Maybe we're wired that way.
Gina?
Because without it, I don't know. Maybe we just wouldn't feel real.
You know, we could just
sleep.
We could, yeah, if you want to.
Yeah. What's that saying? Why do I keep hitting myself with a hammer?
Oh, thank God.
Because it feels so good when I stop.